Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you and welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, and greet you in that name which is above every name, the marvelous, wonderful name of Jesus. These last several days, we've been looking at what the Scripture has to say about pleasing God. And there are some specific things that Scripture enjoins us to do that I've shared with you. Of course, if we are His people, we already please God because the Lord takes pleasure in His people. Psalm 149 and 4 says, He will beautify the meek with salvation. However, there are some specific Scriptures which give us a little more accurate view of some definite things that we can do to please God, and that is to ask the right things of the Lord, as Solomon did, asking for wisdom. He could have asked for wealth and long life or the death of his enemies, but God was pleased that he asked to have a wise and discerning heart. Those who are separated for God please the Lord, as Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:4, no man that warreth entangleth himself, that he may please him who hath chosen him. And as we seek God and His kingdom and His righteousness first, we know all these other things will be added to us. Those who are yielded to God, who want to do good and communicate not, Hebrews 13 and 16 says, well, it goes on a little bit, a few verses later, where the writer says, now the God of peace make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which was well-pleasing in His sight. Praise God, it's the Lord working in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Those who walk with God, as Enoch walked with God, and we don't know the day the Lord's going to return, but we know that those who have gone on to be with the Lord, they will be raised first, and then we which are alive and remain will be caught up to be with them and the Lord forever. And a final specific reference to pleasing God can be found in Psalm 69, 30 and 31, where the word says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. So praising God with the sacrifice of our lips, and not with our lips only, but with our heart, for God sees the heart. Now, as I would bring this message to a close, Lord willing, on this broadcast, we've looked at what we can do to bring pleasure to the Lord, but I'd like to share with you that there are some very specific promises to those who desire above all else to please God. And actually, there are three specific promises I'd like to share with you. And the first one is found in Proverbs, the 16th chapter, verse 7, which declares that when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. So our enemies shall be at peace with us if our ways please the Lord. And you know, that's, when you think about it, it's just a slight variation of meaning, a difference, if our enemies are at peace with us rather than us being at peace with our enemies. And you just say, well, that's a matter of semantics. But a person could be at peace with his enemies and they're not at peace with him. So if our ways are pleasing to the Lord, then God deals with our enemies. And in a sense, they surrender to us, even if they don't do it openly, and they will be at peace. They won't torment. They will not harangue. I know once I shared this with a person, they were having all kinds of difficulties, and it might not have been pleasant to hear, but if we will do things that are kind and loving and gracious and forgiving, even when they don't deserve it, in fact, that's when they need it the most, when they don't deserve it, to express God's love. Well, that's what the scriptures say. I didn't say this, but Proverbs says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And also another wonderful promise is that our prayers shall be answered. 1 John 3:22 says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because, listen to this, we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So, because we keep his commandments, we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And Jesus said, after all, if you love me, keep my commandments. So whatever we ask, we receive of him. Our prayers will be answered. If we always are doing what pleases him, we may always expect what we ask. Perhaps not in the exact time frame, but he will give us his very best for our lives. And then there's a reference I'd like to share in Isaiah, that our name shall be everlasting. Isaiah 6, 4 and 5 says, those who choose the things that please me, I will give them an everlasting name. They shall be called by his name, and his name, of course, we know endures forever. Beloved, we have so much to look forward to, not only in the hereafter, but in the here and now. It should be our heart's desire, it should be the joy of our lives, to find ways that we can bring pleasure to our Heavenly Father. You know, if you love someone in the natural, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a child, whether it's a parent, or a really good friend, don't you look for ways to bring them pleasure, to maybe get them little gifts, something that they, you know, they'd really enjoy? Well, that should be our motivation, because God has done so very much for us that we want to do those things that will bring his pleasure. After all, you know, I've thought at times how God opened himself up. You know, so often we get hurt in life. We get mistreated by those we trusted, those that we love most deeply. Sometimes we get hurt the most grievously. But look at God. He knows the future. There's nothing that's hid from him. And he took the greatest chance that any person could ever take, and that is he was willing to open himself up for hurt and rejection. Have you ever felt that, you know, you've been so badly hurt? Whether maybe it's a romantic relationship, it's like you just don't ever want to love again. You just can't go through that hurt. But look what the Lord did. He was willing to open his great, generous heart. And he has such a beautiful heart that loves to give. He's a person, a being that enjoys giving. That's his very nature, because he's a God of love. And we're made like that. So we should bring pleasure to the Lord because of all the hurts that he's gone through. Look at those that have rejected him. Look at those that have just turned aside all that he seeks to do in their behalf. Look at this nation. Look how we have been blessed by God. Goodness, as no other nation, we have been blessed with riches and plenty. Even the poorest among us would be considered wealthy according to some of the standards that are around the world. And yet, have we honored God? We want to take him out of our schools, out of our public places, out of our statues even. We want to take anything that reminds us of God away. How this must grieve the heart of God. And beloved, we as his people have a commandment. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Beloved, that's why I'm on this broadcast. not only to share the good news, but beloved, that we can see and hold up as the standard of God's word the things that we should measure up to, how what we should seek in our own lives. And you know, it's not our abilities, but as long as we're willing, as long as we keep trying, God sees the heart. So beloved, if we will seek His pleasure, if we put the Lord first, we've got so much to look forward to right here in this life. It pleases God to fulfill His eternal purposes in our lives, and not just in the hereafter, but in the here and now. Luke 12 and 32, these are the words of Jesus, but He was talking about His Father. He said, "Fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." It is His good pleasure to take us there. Is that not right? In Matthew 18:36, He says, "My kingdom is not of this world." And also, it's His good pleasure to fit us for the kingdom. Flesh and blood can inherit the kingdom of God, but those who are born of the Spirit, oh, beloved, the fashion of this world is passing away. But according to the 12th chapter of Hebrews, we have received a kingdom that cannot be moved. Let us have grace, therefore, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and with godly fear. That's Hebrews 12:28. Beloved, we have been called as kings and priests. Revelation 1:6 says, and gives us a title that cannot be disputed. We're called as kings to rule and reign with Him in His kingdom, and we're called as priests to minister to Him and to pray and to weep between the porch and the altar for those who will yet turn to God. And Revelation 22:5 said, we shall reign forever and ever. Beloved, I know in our limited understanding, we can't comprehend eternity. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. But His Spirit does reveal, and we have a glorious future. So I encourage you, beloved, with renewed strength and consecration, seek to please God. Amen. Well, my time has flown, and it's been a joy to share these few simple truths with you, and we'll see what the Lord has for us the next time we gather together. Thank you for listening. I love you, and I do invite you to write and share those prayer requests. The announcer will give you our contact information. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,